You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Roads, bridges, and other infrastructure in Michigan are in pretty bad shape. Michigan does not have the money to tackle some of the biggest projects. Increasingly, transportation officials are turning to the private sector for help. These public-private partnerships, often called P3s, are seen as a way to make improvements more efficiently. The real question, though, is whether they really are more efficient or whether they end up costing taxpayers more at the end of the day. Joining us to talk about that is Robert Fuentes. He's the president and CEO of the Eno Center for Transportation. That's a nonprofit think tank working on improving transportation policy. These public-private partnerships that come to mind, a couple of them, the Gordie Howe Bridge that's to span the Detroit River, linking Canada and the U.S., and several sections of I-75 in Oakland County. How do these P3s generally work?
The idea is for the public and the private sector to work together to develop a contract that is mutually agreeable to both the public and the private sectors to improve, build, or otherwise address a particular piece of infrastructure. They're often not cheaper. They're almost always going to be more expensive to go with the private partner. But the reason a public sector entity might go with a private partner is for several different reasons. They're trying to inject new kinds of innovation that the public sector may not have. They're trying to figure out ways to leverage additional funding that they may not have. Lots of different reasons. But the main thing is that you're trying to balance between the risks that these infrastructure projects may take and then the rewards that are generated from it. So mostly these P3 projects will have some kind of revenue-raising mechanism, such as a toll, that the private sector partner can take advantage of and actually make money from, and the public sector would get the benefit of having a new and improved piece of infrastructure.
Which is much like the international bridge we're talking about. Let's take a highway, for example. I mean, traditionally, government has sat down, they've designed, they've hired contractors, put bids out, they build it, and then the state or county maintains it. Exactly how is this different from that?
So for a new piece of infrastructure, and if you go with a public-private partnership or a P3 deal, the private sector absorbing the risk that goes along with it, some of the risk that goes along with it, such as construction delays or some kind of technological issues.
But isn't that the case already, though, because contractors who don't get the job finished on time are docked some of the money that the government was going to pay them for the job? So I'm having a hard time getting my head around exactly what the difference is and why the private partnership is picking up some of this risk. How does that happen?
That's not always the case where that risk is transferred to the private partner. A lot of times you'll see the public partner have to absorb those kinds of cost overruns and things like that. And so this is really about how the contracts get structured up front. And in exchange for the private partner taking on more of that risk, they want some greater rewards. In many cases, it's the tolls or some kind of revenue that's generated from the traveling public.
With the private sector designing, building, maintaining, financing these projects in some of these cases, it seems that all that's left for the government to do is oversee and pay for them. One part of that, though, is the financing. I mean, generally speaking, government can get loans at a cheaper rate through issuing bonds. How can private sector keep the cost down if borrowing millions or tens of millions or more for a project costs more in interest?
In almost every case, it's going to be more expensive for the private sector because they're not able to take advantage of the cheaper financing that the public sector can take advantage of. And we've just gone through a period where public sector financing was at historic lows, almost down to 0% for some time. And so the challenge, though, what we didn't see, even though rates were so low, we didn't see the public sector increase their borrowing in order to invest in infrastructure. There are a couple of reasons for that. Some places, you know, we just went through the recession, which hit a lot of states and localities very hard. They were still trying to replenish rainy day funds and things like that, and they were loath to take on more debt. Some places actually, during the recession, hit up against their debt caps. Either they were self-imposed or legislatively imposed, and so they just didn't have the capacity to borrow anymore. And so we don't really know why it didn't happen, but people were starting to turn then to private partnerships as ways for alternative financing. Now, it's important to understand that this is not free money. It's always going to be more expensive. The public sector is giving something away, but in no case is this selling off of assets, right? The public sector always will retain ownership. It's really just the tools that are used to design, finance, build, and maintain the infrastructure over the long term.
Well, let's talk about maintenance. In this I-75 project in Oakland County, the private sector will patch the road, but the state will be responsible for things like snow removal. Are P3s good over the long term in a case where, I mean, do the private sector, they actually take care of the cracks and potholes in the long run?
It all depends on how you structure the contracts. You can easily see a situation where the contract is structured, which is very clear and lays out a precise, transparent maintenance schedule with rewards and penalties to the private sector for meeting objectives, for keeping the pavement in good shape, clearing roads and all that stuff. But it's all how the contract is structured and how well the public partner oversees that contract and holds the private partner accountable. And, you know, it may not always work perfectly, but there's no doubt that we do a pretty poor job with a public sector driven approach for maintaining infrastructure. We see this all across the country. Michigan is clearly an example of that. So how well the private partner maintains the infrastructure depends on the partner, and the enforcement is the result of what's in the contract.
What if that partner goes out of business or goes bankrupt? Is the state just left holding the bag for maintenance then?
Again, depends on how the contract is structured, but a great example is the Indiana Toll Road, just south of you guys. Governor Daniels famously put together a major transaction with a private partner to lease the toll road in Indiana. The private partner took it on. Through various reasons, the project went bankrupt, but because the contract was structured in such a way it held the state not responsible, the state got a lot of upfront money, $3+ billion for this transaction. The state got to keep that money, which it invested in transportation projects throughout the state. Once the company went bankrupt, the state took over control of the project, the road, again, and they rebid it out to a different partner. And so that's one great example. There are lots of examples, particularly when the United States first started to do these arrangements, where the public sector was stuck holding the bag in places in Virginia, California, some other cases. We've learned a lot more since then and getting more precise and sophisticated about how the public and the private sector work together.
I read a story in Governing Magazine that indicated policymakers are not hearing from critics of P3s. I mean, they're holding hearings on public-private partnerships, but the voices of the critics are not heard or ignored. It's just the engineers with private firms, promises from private consortia, people who can gain from these public-private partnerships. What have you seen?
It's kind of a mix. I think there was a lot of suspicion, I would say, for a long time in this country, because we, by any measure, the United States is a laggard when it comes to engaging in these public-private partnerships. Other countries use this to a far greater degree than we do here in the United States, mostly because of the ability of public sector agencies and entities to take on low-cost financing. It's always cheaper for them to do, and so we've always done it that way. But because things are changing now, because the investment needs are very large, because many places can't take on the debt, they're starting to look at these investments more. But there has been some suspicion. I think folks don't really recognize that this isn't selling off of assets. In almost every single case, the public sector and the government retains ownership of the asset. It's really just these relationships with the private partner to build, operate, maintain, or whatever it is. But now we're starting to get through a cycle where folks are starting to look at these much more. I think we know much more. We know that this, again, it isn't pure privatization, but nor is it something that is, it's not free money. It's going to cost money for the government, for the public partner in this case. And now you had the administration here in Washington talking very positively about these kinds of arrangements. In fact, this was seemed to be a linchpin behind what the Trump administration was starting to do to support this $1 trillion infrastructure package they promised. The president has started to kind of roll that back a little bit and say that he actually doesn't like these deals, so it's not entirely clear what's going to happen here in Washington. But there's no doubt that because of the amplified voice from the administration on these things, they've gotten more attention. What's going to happen in Washington is anybody's guess.
We've been speaking to Robert Puentes with the Eno Center for Transportation about the growing trend of P3s, that is, public-private partnerships, to build major pieces of infrastructure such as interstate highways and bridges. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.